4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two, your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, if you'd like the information to contact Jonathan Deek, Institute for Family Justice. This is a 501c3 nonprofit. The phone number is 231-330-6825, and they also have a website, I for Institute, the number 4FJ.com. I, the number 4FJ.com. Just text me family, and I'll send you the screenshot and a link to their website so that you can get a hold of Jonathan, get more information, ask your questions, refer people to him. Jan, down in Livingston County, I'll be sending it to you. Nick Wallace, Jonathan is absolutely correct. Greatly appreciate that. We've got other comments coming in. Man, so many. I'll send them to you at the top of the hour. I've got these stories, these other previous comments I got to get to. We'll get this cleaned up here, and I'll get the folder created, and it will send you the information at the top of the hour. Going to be reaching out to Carla Wagner from axmytax.org website, axmytax.org. She's going to be doing some events up here in Northern Michigan next week, and we're going to want to get you guys to go to these events and be able to meet Carla in person. Let's go back. Rod reporting in on a text message when I was talking about the Senate Democrats' budget proposal. Do you think they'll give us a grant for Biden's gas prices that darn near broke us? These people need their butts kicked. Do these people even read the test results? Talking about giving an increase to the schools per pupil, and part of it must go to teacher raises. Unbelievable. Ms. P. Podosky, DNR stands for Do Nothing Right. Talking about increasing the licensing fees for hunting and fishing here in the state of Michigan. Greg, reporting in for duty downstate. Well, so much about getting young people to enjoy hunting and fishing, can't afford it. See, that's exactly what the problem is. Government doesn't understand that things that you tax, things that you raise fees on, you get less participation. I'm willing to bet, mark my words, I'm willing to bet that when they implement these higher fees, that we're going to see a drop in outstate hunters and fishermen coming to the Great Lakes, coming to Northern Michigan. They'll end up going to Wisconsin, Indiana, Minnesota, Ohio. We're not the only state that has white-tailed deer. We're not the only state that has Great Lakes fishing opportunities in other inland lakes. Perch, walleye, bluegill, bass fishing, they can all be done in other states. we don't have a monopoly on great fishing and great hunting. As a matter of fact, I've got a good friend. He goes, Randy, the bucks in Michigan, they're nothing compared to the bucks in Indiana. The DNR in Indiana, they absolutely manage the herd much better than Michigan's DNR. They don't shoot bucks, folks, at all for at least 3 years. They do not shoot spikes. They don't do it. They let these bucks mature, and he said the racks down there, it's common for them to have 16, 18, 22 pointers all day long. These bucks are beautiful trophies. The doe herd is managed properly, and they don't allow the taking of the bucks for the first couple of years. The other problem is this. You're looking at increased fees, not only for out-of-state residents, but for in-state residents. And Greg's absolutely right. Young people, too expensive, Dad. I'm not going to do it. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's see. Captain Jeff, you can only drive one vehicle at a time. If you own more than one vehicle, you're going to have to pay the recreational park fee for each one. Absolutely. Typical government money grab, so they can waste it any way they choose to do it. Absolutely correct. I got a very simple solution. What if you were to get a sticker on your driver's license? They put a sticker on the windshield right now. But the way they want to do it, if you have a license plate, you're automatically able to gain entry into a state park. Well, if I want to go to a state park and I want the passport, put it on my driver's license. Go to the gate, show them your driver's license, you got the passport, you're good to go. Why do you tax all of us that don't even go into the state parks? I love the state parks, but I'm too busy to enjoy them. I don't have time to go to a state park. If there's going to be an event at a state park, I pay the daily fee. I go in. Nope. Democrats in the Senate want all of us paying for it. Just like you said, more money grab. Absolutely. Captain Jeff, dead on. Randy Walker. Okay, I mentioned $10. He corrected me. They've raised the passport fee now is $14? Okay. Whatever. Well, how much does it cost per day? $7? $5? I don't remember. Let's get to this other text message. Oh, here we go. Jonathan's right. You need to keep the same lawyer through the whole thing. I sat and watched everyone who had more than one lawyer. They were treated really bad. So make sure you get a good lawyer and keep them throughout the process. Another hunter. The next world record bucks are coming out of Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. The biggest buck I ever saw was in Indiana. I've had a passport for state parks ever since they've come out, but I don't think they should be mandatory. John and Julie down in Bay City, price increases in restrictions. They won't curb or control Canadian goose populations, so many state parks are closed for improvements. Money grab for sure. You know, I'm glad you sent me that because it just reminded me. Going down to Traverse City, they have a state park right across from the public beach area. You know, there's actually a overhead pedestrian crosswalk, one of those bridges they put over the road, going from the state park to the public beach. Well, guess what? They went in there and they selectively cut trees down. They spent a ton of money cleaning up that state park. I don't know what they did with the trees, the wood they harvested, but basically started redoing the entire entrance. And now they're saying a lot of these parks are closed right now for improvements. Well, the money's got to come from somewhere. So evidently, the Democrats see it as a priority. Pretty interesting. So one of the things that we're looking at is following the budget. We're going to see now what the House decides. Whoa, Tom Walker, I just saw in the news, Randy, they're actually going to take that walk away from the state park to the beach out. Are you kidding me? Why? That is four lanes of traffic. Two lanes eastbound, two lanes westbound, left turn lane. Huge traffic. How are those people in the park going to get to the beach? Oh, I know. They'll probably put a pedestrian walkway where they have right-of-way, and traffic will have to come to a screeching halt to let these people walk across the street. What a genius. Oh, because you got to climb the steps to get up to the bridge. So people in wheelchairs camping at the campground can't get to the beach. Tom says, unless I saw it wrong, but I saw it on 9 and 10 News, and that's what they said. Unbelievable. We'll continue the text messages. We'll continue the stories. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Getting more text messages, interactions with you guys. Nick Wallace, J2 Construction in Harbor Springs. They're installing a stoplight where the bridge, the walkover, was to make it ADA compatible. The American Disabilities Act. So, probably much like the traffic light that they have further west downtown Grandview Parkway. I think it's right in front of the Iroquois Hotel. Pedestrians come and they push the button. It's not actually a stoplight. It's a caution light that starts blinking yellow and then goes to red. So cars driving both directions, again, four lanes, two lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound, they'll see a flashing yellow light that will turn to red, and then that's when the pedestrians can cross. Hopefully it's that type versus a stoplight that stops for no reason, even if there's no pedestrians there. Got verification of that. Ms. P says they actually said they're putting in a stoplight there in place of the crosswalk for the foot traffic. Well, actually, ADA makes a lot more sense. They're sensitive to people in wheelchairs and disabilities. I get it. Again, it's not handicap friendly. That's per 9 and 10 news. Okay, got it. Well, here's the point. Oh, Bob in Hillsdale, I didn't know this. Thank you. State parks don't do daily fees anymore. If you go for a day, you have to buy the year passport, which is, I think somebody said $14. Okay. So if I end up going to a state park, I'll pay the $14 and get the passport for the rest of the year. Is basically what you're saying. Got it. No. That's not good enough, trucker. You've got three vehicles. One of them is 17 years old. Another one is 14 years old. Another one is 11 years old. And a 16-year-old motorcycle. I'm required to buy plates for all three vehicles and the motorcycle. So when I renew these plates, I got to buy a passport for every single one. When, like Captain Jeff says, I can only drive or ride one of them at a time. You know what? Is there any reason to not understand how this state is proposing an $86 billion budget, more than double what the state of Georgia operates their state government on, and people are leaving the state of Michigan? Don't these Democrats understand it's stupid stuff like this that causes people to say, you know what, I've had it with Michigan. I've absolutely had it. I love this state tremendously. Born and raised here, never have lived anywhere else in my life except my semi-truck when I was on the road for 4 years. But I came home. I came home to my state. I came home to my family. Came home to Miss Bubba. You know what? They're making it so difficult. People, if you don't work to get out the vote like you did on November 5th of 2024 in this state, and if we don't elect a Republican governor, a Republican majority in the Senate, grow and expand the Republican majority in the House, and get somebody in there that's going to truly fix what's wrong with this state, if this state goes Democrat next year, God help us. Because more crap like what the Senate Democrats just came up with, unbelievable. Speaking of Matt Hall, real quick, last statement he said, House Appropriations Subcommittees have not even started working on voting out their budget plans yet. But what the budget that the state Senate just came out for and what they're looking to pass is absolutely crazy. I think they would benefit from more time working on the budget. It's not very creative just to add 3% increase to last year's budget and say, well, we'll get a road deal done later, then we'll just raise people's taxes, said Speaker Matt Hall, Republican leader in the House. What they passed in the state Senate was crazy, quote unquote, said Speaker Hall. Well, thank God you feel that way, Matt. And I hope your fellow Republican state reps agree with you. Fight the good fight. Do not let this budget pass in any way, shape, or form. Yes, even if it means shutting down the state government midnight on September 30th, you got to do it. Stay strong and do what's right for the people of the state of Michigan. Carla Wagner from Ask My Tax joining us in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in